This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Academy Award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey offered an emotional call on Congress to reach a higher ground and pass gun control legislation.
It's come to the common table that represents the American people. Find a middle ground, the place where most of us Americans live anyway, especially on this issue. Because I promise you, America, you and me, we are not as divided as we are being told we are.
In a roughly 22-minute speech at the White House on Tuesday, McConaughey, a Uvalde, Texas native, offered a full-throated for a gridlock Congress to pass gun reforms that can save lives while not infringing on Second Amendment rights, the part of the U.S. Constitution that has allowed Americans to bear arms.
Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals.
McConaughey used his star power to make an argument for gun violence prevention legislation following the loss of 19 children and two teachers gunned down in last month's mass shooting in Uvalde. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Britain's Financial Times newspaper on Tuesday that a stalemate with Russia is not an option, reiterating a plea for foreign help in the war. Ukraine's fierce resistance of Russia's all-out invasion of its neighbor led to a stalemate in parts of the country, with Moscow later refocusing its forces in the east. Now Zelensky says victory must be achieved on the battlefield, as he repeated a call for Western military support. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Summit of the Americas is being held on U.S. soil for the first time in nearly three decades, and Vice President Kamala Harris is looking to show her clout in her home state. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The gathering in Los Angeles will give Harris a chance to connect with Latin American and Caribbean leaders who have seen little of her since she was given the thankless task of addressing migration's root causes. The only three with whom she met on two quick trips to the region are skipping the summit: the presidents of Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras, who are protesting the U.S. decision to not invite authoritarian governments from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Harris's biggest achievement in the region so far was helping secure $1.2 billion in corporate commitments to invest in Central America. Today, she announced more than $1.9 billion aimed at creating economic growth to discourage young adults from fleeing their homes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An American woman who prosecutors say led an all-female battalion of Islamic State militants in Syria pleads guilty. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Allison Fluke Ekron broke down sobbing after admitting in federal court near Washington to conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. She could face a maximum 20-year sentence. Fluke Ekron once lived in Kansas. In Syria, she trained women and young girls to use automatic rifles, grenades, and suicide belts. Some were as young as 10 or 11. According to one witness cited in court documents, Fluke Ekron spoke openly about wanting to conduct an attack in the U.S., including by parking a car loaded with explosives in a shopping mall garage. Another witness said she discussed ideas for a bomb attack on a college campus in the Midwest. Ed Donahue, Washington.
38 persons have been confirmed dead after the attack on a church in southwestern Nigeria, according to the Catholic Church where the incident happened. The church said the figure excluded the dead bodies taken to private hospitals. Nigeria's National Emergency Management Service earlier said 22 bodies were counted at the morgue after the attack at St. Francis Catholic Church on Sunday, far fewer than the death toll of 50 given earlier by two state lawmakers. Recapping our top story, U.S. Academy Award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey offered an emotional call on Congress to, quote, reach a higher ground and pass gun safety legislation. In a roughly 22-minute speech at the White House on Tuesday, McConaughey, a Uvalde, Texas native, offered a full-throated appeal for a gridlocked Congress to pass gun reforms that can save lives. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.